Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
And I mean, let's face it, it's only fair. If you're sitting there massaging professional athletes every single day in your show, it's about time they come back and massage you a little bit.
Is that his towel? So is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out this, this Greg Hill guy.
Greg Hill guy?
Yeah. He spent like 9 to like 10, 15 with his shirt off waiting for Gronk?
Yes.
In a towel?
Yes. No, he didn't.
A lot of teenage girls that do the same thing.
Yes, around his waist.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, he did have it around his
head. No,
he
had a bird.
He had it around his neck. And
But no shirt on.
No shirt, no.
Yeah.
Man boobs. And,
so he's going for like
pot
that,
belly
like, you
exposed.
Know,
I know the feeling.
On video, so he's going for that, like, the shock factor, right? The people to laugh at him, everything else.
Yeah.
A physique shot by Glenn.
Yeah. Was that a shot at my... Was that Glenn Ordway taking a shot at my physique?
Oh, yeah.
My God. I
didn't realize he spelled his name pot.
I felt like the Gronk interview went pretty well yesterday.
It was great.
I watched a little bit of the national news yesterday. I mean, I kind of saw it all over the place.
Oh, did any national news outlets pick it up? I missed that.
I mean, I'm not sure when the last time the OMF program made news nationally. When was that?
Fourier made that, but for a different reason of sorts.
Listen, Fourier.
Wow.
Fourier, by the way, he was texting me earlier about apple fritters. The guy is an all morning listener, and the man is a talent. I wouldn't say anything about Christian.
Love for
the guy,
you.
Mm-hmm. The guy is a talent. But I don't know. Did you feel like the interview was a softball fest like that? I mean, if you want to hear a softball fest, tune in tomorrow when Governor Baker comes in at 7:20. I'll be pandering and softballing. But I didn't feel like that. I mean, what did those guys want? What do those guys want when Gronk? When I get Gronk to come to the station, which he's never been to before, does Glenn want me to like get red in the face and get right up in his grill and say, "You tell us what happened with Malcolm Butler right now"? Is that what he wants?
Why do I care about that? I listened, and the one thing I wanted to know, you asked,
which was,
"Are you coming back?"
Oh yeah,
well, and that was addressed.
Listen,
yeah.
credit to the caller,
yeah, Dave. I think
caller Dave, yeah,
Dave the caller who got Gronk to give the no. But I don't. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they were criticizing you for leading Gronk down the line of no. Too many no's from you, like what? Echoing Gronk's no. That was one of their critiques.
I'm trying to clarify the fact that the guy is saying no. I mean, I'm trying to get him to like
a hard
lock,
no.
I'm trying to lock him down on the no.
I thought it was great. Last night I was at the gym. Humble brag. There are 7 TVs at the Boston Athletics Center.
Yes.
And there was 4 of them were either playing audio or talking about the content from the show. PTI was doing an entire 2-minute thing on Gronk's comments on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Did Greg need to?
Jesus.
Greg needed to keep reminding him that his answer was no.
It's a no.
Seven
it's no's, a no.
Seven
yeah,
no's
no.
for Greg.
It's a no. It's no.
And 7 you know's for Gronk.
Holy smokes!
Yeah. I gotta
Holy
keep reminding.
Smokes. Holy smokes!
What is wrong with these people? I was like, I mean, I don't get it. Did they offer up a question? Did Glenn offer a question that he would have asked?
Of course not. Why would you have an idea about how you would do things differently when you can just bitch?
The number one rule is always supposed to be you don't shoot anything else down unless you feel as though you have something better to replace it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, I was watching the Weather Channel last night, Greg. They were talking about the Gronk interview.
I'm sure they were. I am sure that they were. All right. Well, I do think. I mean, do you believe that yesterday was the greatest know that we've gotten from Gronk? Was he telling the truth? Was he being honest? What's your opinion on it now that you've had a day to reflect on it?
I looked into, because I'm a woman and I can't help it, when he had wrapped up his no part of the conversation with, he kept saying, in my mind, it's a no, in my mind, in my mind. So that was a one thing to me.
And what, then, meaning what?
That, he, that it might he left be a little himself... hedging. He left himself open there. And then later on, when he was massaging you and wrapping up with that, talking about his grip strength, and he said, when I'm catching footballs from Tom Brady, and then he caught himself and redirected to in the off season, that made me a little suspect.
Okay, I guess there is one follow-up you could have asked. Okay, Rob, then why not file the papers? Maybe.
But is it maybe really
would
a
that
thing,
really
though?
Have
is
that
really
satisfied?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I guess that. I mean, okay. I don't think Rob Gronkowski is concerned about
paperwork?
Doing paperwork.
No. I don't think he is.
I think the only people are honks like you who are desperate to believe that he's still going to come back.
I don't want him to come back.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I don't want him to come back.
Why?
He played enough. He did his. He runs too great a risk of endangering his health. He's done enough. I'm like a lot of the guys who commented online, or I think maybe even called in yesterday and said, "You did enough for us. Thanks. 5 Super Bowl appearances, 3 wins. Be happy. Be free. Go do your thing, Gronk."
By the way, Dale still thinks he's coming back.
Oh, he does?
Tripled down yesterday.
So he thinks that Gronk was lying when he was in here?
As soon as I saw his reaction to your comment here in the studio, I thought, he's messing with all you guys.
Messing with you, you mean?
No, I think he wants to keep it back? Open. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Based off everything today?
Yes.
He said no in the cut.
And then he said,
you're the problem.
But I never closed it down.
Yeah, because... you're the problem. This is exactly what Gronk was talking about. He's like, I've been saying no the whole time, but now I've stopped even just saying no because nobody believes me. Because Dale Arnold out there won't believe a word I'm saying. They have started practice.
Rich is 100% correct. There's the problem with the answer that Gronk gave yesterday is that it doesn't give any room for weeks and weeks of sports radio speculation. It doesn't give room for... a couple hours of content, lazy content that you can, you know, if you don't have something going on a Thursday afternoon, you can go, hey, is Gronk coming back? That's the problem with the no, no, no thing. Mm-hmm. And there are fans also who desperately want to believe that Gronk is not happy. The guy seemed like happy as a clam.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He's happy with his life.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want to come back and bang his head or his back off, guys, for all week so he can play in a football game on Sunday.
No.
He's done. He's done. And that's what he told you yesterday.
He has the best laugh.
You like
Gronk
his laugh?
Oh, my God. It's hysterical.
Some say it's very similar to Curtis's laugh. That Gronk and Curtis have the same kind of laugh.
We're often confused.
He's just so organically happy.
And then what was the odd photo that you were sharing yesterday of Curtis staring lovingly at Rob Gronkowski with a microphone in his hand?
So when I was taking the video of you getting the massage, I hit the little screen grab button on the iPhone a few times to see if I could get some good pictures out of it during moments. So when I was going back through those, it was the creepiest photo of Curtis that I've ever seen. So it's on my Instagram at danielle.mur, but it's just the weirdest moment capture, and you can hear him in your mind saying, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Hi.
I believe we have to take a quick break, but I believe that Representative Dave Rogers wants to join us. From Cambridge.
Correct.
And he wants to tell you why he wants all plastic straws banned here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we're going to do that when we come back here on The Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
All I want to do is hold her. She's the life that breathes in me. Got a feeling that forever. We're gonna stay together. Never. For me, there's nothing better. You're the biggest part of me.
Well, if our next guest gets his way, then restaurants who dare to violate a plastic straw ban would be fined $300. And I want to welcome Representative David Rogers from Cambridge to the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Craig. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Great.
So, explain to the people of the Commonwealth how you have apparently determined that the enemy is upon us, and that enemy is plastic straws.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity. Just to clarify one thing, this is not an out-and-out ban. What it is, it's modeled on a law that's already on the books in California that simply says restaurants and other establishments will not offer the straw or give you the straw unless you ask for it. And the reason we had that carve out is there are some in the disability community, people who have issues with swallowing, where they need a straw. So it merely says, if people ask for one, great, give it to them. But don't just automatically give out straws. And we think this will cut down on straw use by 95% or more. And will actually save restaurants money. And, you know, the National Federation of Independent Businesses was in to testify yesterday. And I think they, if I understand their testimony, I wasn't in the hearing room right when they went up to testify. I think they got it wrong. They think it's a ban and that would cost their businesses money to find substitutes for the plastic. But in fact, it's not a ban. It would just cut down. And so they still have their straws on request. I can't tell you the number of times I go into a restaurant. I mean, I cannot tell you where. You order a Diet Coke or you order a whatever it is, they put a straw in. I watch people all the time. They take them out. Yeah. They throw them down on the table. They don't use them, and they drink their drink without a straw. All those straws then get discarded and become plastic waste. And to answer your question, I mean, the amount of plastic straws in our rivers, our streams, on our, you know, in our public parks is astounding. It's one of the leading sources of pollution. So that's the goal here. I'm not trying to ban them. I'm trying to cut down significantly on their use, to just cut down on pollution. And I think it's a good idea.
Well, why the fine, though? I mean, why would you fine? I mean, you got hardworking people in these places that are trying to make a living, and you're going to fine them $300 for accidentally giving somebody a straw?
Well, you know, any law has some repercussions to it. I mean, $300 in the grand scheme of things is not a ton of dough. And without any penalty, like, you know, if you break the speed limit, if you have any law there is, if you don't feed the parking meter, human behavior is such, if there's no penalty whatsoever, then, you know, people don't change their behavior. You know, if folks that I work with on Beacon Hill, my colleagues, other state reps, other state senators say, hey, Dave, let's cut it to $100 instead of $300. You know, fine. I'm happy to have that conversation. If there's some other penalty, first, just a warning, you know, because we don't want to come down too hard, I'm open to that. I mean, I'm always open to a deal. You know, that's sort of my mentality. Let's problem solve, not kind of come down too hard on people. But there's got to be some repercussion with any law.
Have you given up the use of all plastic in your personal life?
I try to cut down significantly. I can't say I've given up the use of all plastic, but this is a growing movement around the country to try to deal with use of plastic. Obviously, plastic is derived also from fossil fuels, so it contributes to other issues with environmental degradation and climate issues. So there's a big movement now all around the country to try to limit the use of plastic. And there was a time, you know, when the substitutes for plastic were awful. You know, it's like, you want me to use this thing? Forget it. But now whether it's substitutes for styrofoam or substitutes for plastic. There are a lot of, and you know, a lot of restaurants are already moving toward these wood straws or different straws. And
Well, have you ever tried, like when you get your Diet Coke, you ever try to use a paper straw? The thing dissolves in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I think the technology's improving. You see a lot of places now selling these metal straws that people are using. Kind of people bring their own straw kind of a thing. But look, this is a growing awareness of the dangers of plastic. They're finding plastic in fish. Okay, so there's so much plastic discarded in our oceans that biologists, marine biologists, when they do research, are finding more and more plastic in fish. It dissolves in the ocean. The fish have it in their system. Mm-hmm. Then we turn around and eat the fish. I mean, who in their right mind, regardless, I don't care if you're the Republican, you're an independent, you're a libertarian, you're a Democrat, whatever you are, who thinks that's a good idea?
Well, I mean, you bring up an interesting point. Wouldn't it be better for the fish if we didn't eat them?
Well,
I mean, why don't you ban the eating of fish? That would be, I mean, the fish would probably appreciate that more than the risk of the straws.
With all respect, it's kind of a straw man argument. It's a classic debate. Let me put up some bizarre scenario and have you try to knock that down. I'm not calling for the banning of fish. I'm calling for a sensible restriction on the use of plastic. Why just straws? Oh, there's a lot of legislation to do a lot more than straws, and I have some too. I have a bill to ban styrofoam, out and out ban it.
What?
Maine and Maryland have already done it, and you know what? They're getting along just fine in Maine and Maryland.
What are we gonna pack our Amazon purchases in if we don't have the styrofoam ball?
That's a great question. There are a lot of substitutes coming along, you know, now. It's a fair question. Look, you got to be practical. I'm not some pie in the sky like crazy. Let's just ban everything. You have to be sensible. I get it. But there are growing substitutes. I was just at a restaurant the other day, and they gave me a takeout container made of, it was like recycled wood chips or something. I don't know. But but it was sturdy, because it used to be the substitutes for styrofoam were horrible. And I understand why people would say, look, it leaks. It doesn't hold the food properly. But it's changed. You know, things are changing. And, hey, it's an opportunity for these other companies to make money, too, the substitutes.
With
wind and solar. I mean, there's big money in these businesses. It's not just a bunch of, tree huggers, as people like to sometimes offer criticism. These are big businesses, the wind business, the solar business, a lot of jobs, a lot of high-paying jobs. There's you know, so it's still capitalism. It's still money being made. It's just better for our environment.
Now, when we go to the wood straws, isn't that going to damage the trees?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, a lot of these can be made from recycled materials, actually.
And it's a renewable resource.
I mean, but the tree has to die in order to have the wood. I mean, unless there's some new thing where the tree lit, like you just cut the pot. I mean, I feel like we're in the name of getting rid of plastic straws, we're going to start killing trees left and right. I mean, why don't you care about the trees?
Well, I don't think that's at all likely. As I said, many of these are made from recycled materials themselves. So, and many folks are using the metal ones that, you know, so they're substitutes.
How would this be enforced?
But I guess I'd ask you, why the knee-jerk kind of defense of plastic?
Well,
you know, I sometimes think what it is there's a mindset that folks who want to change, whether it's clean energy, wind, I mean, we have 800 megawatts go in off of our shores to lead the nation. That'll power 400,000 homes. We've also in the state legislature authorized up to 2,400 megawatts after that, which would power up to 1.6 million homes in the Commonwealth with clean energy, great jobs, lots of money being made. And so,
if you want an answer, folks want to
get concerned about that instead of saying embracing it and saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for us.
I will tell you why the knee jerk reaction. From my perspective, it's because we don't elect you people to legislate how we live our lives. We don't.
Sure, we pass criminal laws.
You're not supposed to murder someone.
We pass.
Now you're going to the extreme. I do think that
no, I'm not.
I don't consider using a plastic straw to be akin to murder. I guess I'm murdering a turtle or what have you. But, I mean, I don't. Are you one of these people that believes that animals have the same rights as humans?
Well, I believe in animal rights. I'm not sure if they're precisely the same as humans. I don't. I mean, I do favor laws that protect animals. But I mean, when you refer to me as you people, I'm one of these you people. I'm an elected official.
Officials.
I've stood in front of voters. I've met with thousands and thousands of people. I've taken their tough questions.
And they told you the number one issue.
And they voted for me.
I know they voted for you in Cambridge.
I'm a lawmaker. I know, yes, I do make rules for how people live.
I know. But did they tell you, when you stand in front of those people, Cambridge or otherwise, do they tell you the number one thing that they would like you to work on is getting rid of plastic straws or fixing the ridiculous traffic nightmare that exists in the city, for instance?
Well, both, because the plastics is part of a larger environmental movement, and
well, what have you done on the traffic?
Hey, look, the traffic is huge. I mean, you guys wanted me to talk about the plastic, but I'm happy to talk about transportation issues. We are taking up in the legislature a lot of issues related to the MBTA.
Yeah.
There was a new report from Governor Baker's administration about we're growing to be one of the worst traffic problems in the whole country. There's a lot of activity on that in your state legislature, people in the transportation committee and otherwise, the transportation planners thinking long and hard and in great detail about how we can alleviate these problems. The traffic, I mean, like I drive, the traffic's, you know, incredibly difficult right now. And there are a lot of people thinking about that issue.
All right. Well, so if this bill were to pass, then any restaurant or bar that were to give out a plastic straw that was not requested would be fined $300, correct?
I believe as it's currently written, but as I said at the outset, I'm open to compromise. And you know, if people have a different idea in mind, that's always my attitude. My legislation is a suggested starting point. And whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, anybody who wants to weigh in and say change this or change that, I'm open to other ideas.
And would there be like some sort of a straw force who was going around to enforce this, or how would that happen?
I doubt it. I mean, and that's the truth. I mean, is that what we find is, again, restaurants are going to save money. In other words, they would be reducing, not eliminating, plastic straws. So most restaurants, small business owners, are going to save money with this. I think the public, you know, what you're finding is there's a new poll that young Republicans, not so much older folks, but the 18 to 26, that's the one place they're breaking with their own party. Young Republicans know the data on, for instance, on climate is solid. And what you're seeing is a shift among young Republicans where they're saying, yeah, look, I'm a Republican through and through. But we do need to protect our environment. And so I see a shift coming. That's where I see society headed. And again, there's money to be made in these new industries. So I think it's a win-win for all of us. That's my perspective, at least. I know others may see it differently.
Well, listen, very interesting debate this morning. And Representative Rogers, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your thoughts on this.
No, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I heard you talking about Gronk before.
Yes.
You know, he's getting into CBD now. That's also in my line. I'm the chair of the Cannabis Policy Committee at the State House. That's going to be a new billion-dollar industry in our in our Commonwealth. And we have some bills pending in front of my committee on CBD. And so if you ever want to have me back, I'd love to talk about
that too.
And I really enjoyed it.
Any concern about any kind of a risk medically when it comes to marijuana for people, or just the straws?
Well, you know, I mean, I was in favor of legalization. Not so much because I endorsed the use, but because I just think it was crazy that it was illegal and people would go to jail for it. I mean, and I think the majority...
Now they're going to go to jail for giving out a straw.
No, we don't want to jail them.
In case there's an iron shortage, will the jail bars be made of a compostable or recyclable material, sir?
They'll be made
there
of styrofoam.
There you go.
Styrofoam.
There you go.
I don't know about this. See, that's in one case, I agree with the styrofoam ban, because the styrofoam jail cells would probably not last. They probably wouldn't hold anybody in.
Don't think that would work, huh?
Thank you, Representative Rogers.
Duly noted. Okay, have a great day.
There you go. That is Representative David Rogers from Cambridge. And there's some people who are there saying, Greg, you sound like an idiot. All I'm saying is when it comes to these things, you pick one tiny little item, plastic straws, and you decide that you're going to pass a law that I'm okay with encouraging people not to use plastic straws. But let the people make their choice. We're human beings. We don't need you to legislate what we can eat and what and how we eat it. That's not what
the fish do, Greg. Fish do.
I guarantee you that guy believes that animals have the same rights as humans. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Yeah, so I'm a small business owner. In fact, I'm actually having my soft opening for my restaurant tonight that I've been planning for 6 years. My grand opening is next week. Mm-hmm. And that guy's out of his mind if he's going to say that buying paper straws is cheaper than buying plastic straws. I mean, I was just at Restaurant Depot, and a box of plastic straws is $2, where paper straws are $10 for the exact same count. How am I saving money on that? Is it, this guy's high? Like, seriously.
He knows how you should operate your business better than you know how you should operate your business.
By the way, Restaurant Depot, very dangerous place for me. I love that spot.
Oh, you can't stop buying God. Over there?
It I is love a good spot. Restaurant Depot.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Bob?
Great show. Yeah, I was just listening to that talk with Mr. Rogers there.
Yeah.
And, you know, plastic was brought on maybe 25 years ago because of the trees were being taken down at an alarming rate.
Correct.
Right. So now so they bring in plastic to try and save the trees. We're going to get rid of plastic, and now we're going to start taking down more trees.
Yes. We're going to go with
styrofoam.
Like, I thought, like, Danielle's always advocating for the bamboo straws. I thought we were, like, running out of bamboo. Isn't that, like, some kind of an endangered tree or something?
Something along those lines. But the trees are a renewable resource, and a lot of those paper-type goods are made from post-consumer recyclable material.
If we're running out of bamboo, there's one simple solution. We have to eat more panda.
Hello, Sal.
Yeah, I just wanted to, it was infuriating to hear him say that laws there have to be repercussions on laws that are broken, but yet Cambridge is a sanctuary city for people that have broken the law. So the hypocrisy, the liberal attitude of a politician coming out of Cambridge is unbelievable. They want to follow laws and rule on laws that they want, but not on, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
It's unbelievable.
He thinks his job is to, if you can't figure out for yourself whether you want to use a plastic straw or not, he thinks his job is to put a fine in place so he can legislate your behavior. That's what he thinks he got elected for. All right, well, anyway.
I ran on the Cambridge side of the Charles today.
We are going to be right back with the news here on The Greg Hill Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station WEEI.
Why don't you ban the eating of fish? That would be, I mean, the fish would probably appreciate that more than the risk of the straws.
With all respect, it's kind of a straw man argument. It's a classic debate. Let me put up some bizarre scenario and have you try to knock that down. I'm not calling for the banning of fish. I'm calling for a sensible restriction on the use of plastic.
Straight the rhythm on your own.
tell you, a lot of people who listen to the show are worked up, and they feel like I'm way off base when it comes to the plastic straw ban that is being considered here in Massachusetts. So I'm open to hearing about it. I've been wrong before. I mean, my thing is just that I don't use straws at home. If I get them in a restaurant, I use them. But I don't think that the people that we elect to pass laws need to be focused on passing laws that involve fines for handing out a straw. How about we figure out a way to that people can get to work in less than an hour and a half, and figure out when it comes to fining people, let's punish people who do bad things. Let's not punish people who accidentally give out a plastic straw.
But I think the thing here is that you have to take kind of a global perspective on what's going on in the country and on the planet. Yes, there are a lot of things that you could say, oh, this is more important than that. But there are things that we need to take a very close look at. And one of them is the impact of what we do on the environment. We use 500 million plastic straws every day in the United States. That's an S ton of straws.
Well, yes, but we use 500 billion takeout containers and 500 billion plastic cups.
Yes, and what they've done with takeout containers is now they've come up with better alternatives.
Did they legislate that? Or did the market drove it?
No, the market dictated that, but there is room for us to look at all of these things.
But that's the biggest myth. I'm at this website. Sorry, Danielle.
Yeah.
Myth number one, Americans go through 500 million plastic straws every day. That was actually from 2011, where a boy named Milo conducted a phone survey and came up with that number. There's no truth to that whatsoever.
That seems
plastic
like
is everywhere.
It seems like such an astronomical number, it's 500 million plastic straws. Look, some of these containers need to be used. Like, for example, I know that the pizza box industry is actually a very necessary component of the recycling world, because without it, it would cost so much more for these guys to buy pizza boxes. So your office paper turns into pizza boxes, and you do support a necessary part of the dining industry.
Listen, I love pizza. I'm not participating in any kind of ban that would ever affect the enjoyment of pizza. Hello, and we're going to have to delay the news because everybody wants to weigh in on this here. This is Mike from Cambridge. See about Steve from Winchester. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Listen, this guy, all he talks about is they're going to make a lot of money. They're going to make a lot of money. What about the companies they put out of business and the people that have jobs there that feed their families? What about them now? The hell with them?
You mean the plastic straw makers, the people in the plastic straw factory. Yes, great question.
Right. They're not worried about them and their jobs or anything, right? They're just worried about what they come up with next?
Yes, yes, absolutely. This is Dennis from Nashua, New Hampshire. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I think maybe you guys are missing the representative's point. He did not say ban. What he said is they wanted to fine people of not giving the option and just giving things automatically. He's not saying ban plastic and replace with wood, with wood straws. You know, so it's not a ban. It's just trying to encourage people to offer instead of automatically giving.
Right.
That's it.
And if somebody, but do you feel like if somebody accidentally gives a straw out, they ought to be fined $300?
Hey, maybe it's $100 or something, but they'll only do it once.
Okay, $100. But they won't do it anymore. They won't be maliciously distributing black market straws to people who didn't request them. Okay. This is Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Ethan?
I wanted to bring up the point. It was they always miss the entire project. The reason why they're doing it is straws are ending up in the environment is where it all starts from. Well, why don't they fix that problem? That's why there's 10-cent refunding on cans in Michigan, because too many bottles and cans ended up in the lake.
Yeah.
So they don't attack the problem. Instead of put a serial number on the plastic straw. And then when you find it in the environment, you know the chain of custody of where it came from, which store it went to, who sold it, when it was sold, and the company that collected the trash and the transfer station it went to, and how it ended up in the environment. But they don't want to do that.
We're tracking straws like pot now.
Yeah, well, I mean, why not?
Bullets.
That's the issue, right? It's because they're ending up in fish gills and turtle stomachs, right? Isn't that the big problem? That's why we get everybody excited about it. It's because we're hurting the environment, and it's not the fact that we use plastic bottles for water incessantly everywhere on the planet. I mean that's really the issue. It's ending up in the environment.
Like, why do, when you ask somebody like that why they haven't given up the use of plastic in their personal life, all plastic, they have no answer.
Right, like, and then they didn't think through their solution anyway. Oh, we're just going to say no more straws. Okay, yeah. We're using paper now. Deer in the headlights. I have no answer now. I didn't really think of my solution. Oops. People are out of work now.
It doesn't always have to be an all-or-nothing approach, though. Like, and I know Curtis will bring up the people don't really care. They do it just so that they can look good complaining about something. And I completely agree that there are people that do that. But you can start small and try to make small changes to work your way up to something big.
But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal.
Thank you, Greta.
I mean, but why don't you give up all use of plastic in your life if you think it's such a horrible thing?
Because they haven't determined that it's every single plastic thing. I try to use as little plastic as possible, but straws seem to be right now, from what they're determining, is the biggest threat to marine life.
Straws are the AK-47 of plastic.
They are, yes. The AR-15, if we're going to make an effective Massachusetts comparison.
There's actually a straw buyback plan in place. Elizabeth Warren argued for it last night.
Straws are 8% of the plastic on a website I'm at.
8%. I'd like to correct you, Danielle. Yes. I believe the biggest threat to marine life would be fishermen, followed closely by other marine life who are eating them in the ocean.
It's a circle of life, though. You can't put that into it.
I don't think straws are the biggest threat to marine life. I just don't. I'm sorry. I think legal seafood is a bigger threat.
No, I meant
to,
in relation
a bigger to, threat
comparison
to, marine
to other plastics.
Life. Yes.
Dish soap is worse for it, and face soap is worse for it. Plastic bags are the scourge of the earth.
Oh, they are. Oh, they're the scourge. Not pedophiles or...
Nazis.
Or mass shooters or plastic bags.
Plastic bags,
biggest scourge of the
scourge of the earth.
The scourge of the earth.
We can determine that plastic bags and pedophiles are both bad. There's room for both of them to be bad.
No, it doesn't work that way.
There's not just one little thing that we're filling in. No whammies.
This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey. Good morning. Morning show. Long time.
Thank you.
Quick observation. There was a recent study by some German scientists. 90% of all the plastic that ends up in the ocean comes from some of the largest rivers in the world. None of them are in our hemisphere, right? So they're all in East Asia, Africa, lots of places. Great folks there, but they put a lot of stuff in rivers, ends up in the ocean. So we have a role to play as well, but 90% is, you know, that's a lot, and it's not by us.
No, Danielle, it's not by us.
I know that.
We're not accomplishing anything.
But we can try to set an example.
Can I take Nick's role for one moment?
Oh.
What is my role?
You're about to hear. I've been speaking to a lot of people in the plastic straw industry.
Yes.
And they believe this proposal sucks.
Oh my God. 4.6.
Yeah. Come on.
Hold on, let me sip that one in.
Come on. Let's see. This is Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hello, morning show.
Hello, Steven.
What's happening, Steven? What's up?
So I just recently moved back to New England from New York City, and at every bodega you go into, you get handed a plastic straw with your beverage. The reason for this is because all those beverages get stored in the basements of the bodega. Yeah. That's no different in any major city. In those basements, there are rats and other critters that leave their fecal matter all over the produce. Not the produce, excuse me, all over the can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and the produce. Mm-hmm. So by eliminating plastic straws, you are going to increase the incidence of health risks from consuming rodent fecal matter. This is definitely one of those things where this guy is pandering to a moment, a political moment, where we think that plastic straws are one of the greatest evils. It's seen as a small thing, which would carry a $300 fine. He's the one pandering, not Greg Hill this morning.
All right. Thank you. Steven, thank you. 617-779-7937 is the number to call, and I promise that we are going to get to the news next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.